Well, here's what we're going to do. Okay. We're going to do the music love-hate game. So we're going to play these songs. Now, yeah. Who's playing the game? It's going to be me, Nick, Dominic, Dave, mm-hmm. Tina.
Yep.
And Freya, are you playing as well?
I'm going to play.
So yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is that right? Is
it just Freya's in for Allard, basically. Okay, so there's no Allard this week.
Where's Matt Fincham?
He doesn't come in.
Who cares?
Nine.
Okay. Because I've been harassing him on the text.
Really?
But he's not off, is he? It's not like in bed.
No, he'll be barely awake, okay. To be honest with you. What page am I looking at, Allard? I can't find my meter. Oh, okay. Chris 4. Right. Should we get straight into it?
Yeah.
So the idea of this is, while Nick is tucking into his scorn.
It's good.
Do you like it?
Mm,
thank you.
I really do. Yeah.
I'll make you a batch next time you've got, like, I don't know, the Courtneers round or something. Mm. That's what they're called, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
the Courtneers. I've seen it.
I love them.
I'm down with my cool music. Yeah. So this is a song. We're going to start with the songs that we secretly love. Now, we've got to be really honest and go, I love this song. I really do. I love it. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs to choose.
Do you know the best bit about this is that I can't fully remember what I chose.
Dave, neither can I.
That's good. It makes it more exciting.
I can remember what my hate track is, but not my love track, because I did it very late yesterday.
I did. I was doing it last night when I was doing the radio.
Oh, were you?
I think, yeah.
It's harder than you think.
It really is. The sort of embarrassing stuff that I shouldn't like came quite easy.
Right.
But then the things that I thought that I hate that everybody else likes was tough.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, here we go. Let's go with secret love track number one. One of us in the studio loves this song. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Phil Collins. I like Phil Collins, but I don't like this. I have no idea, you know. Now, Nick, the trick is to look at everyone's face.
Mm-hmm. It's all about
little scan.
Poker face.
Yeah. Freya, are you saying Dave?
I'm saying Dave.
I think you might be right, but I'm going to put a little question mark.
I think Dom.
I'm not sure. All right, next.
Yeah.
Yes, Dom, what are you going to say?
I think Freya.
Right.
Yeah, Freya's trying to double bluff me.
Yeah, she is.
Someone in this room loves this song.
Now I think this is Dave.
I think this is Dave.
Hang on, you can't say me for everyone.
This is Dave.
It's Dave or Dom.
Smirk on your face.
Smirking.
All right, tattoo. Yeah, go outside for that. It's against the law. There you go.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, track number 3. Which one of us loves this? That's Bruce Springsteen. Hinder as a sea.
Nick's got a good
Oh, he has got a little smile on his face.
Is he a big fan of The Boss?
I'm not.
What song is this called? The Garden?
I don't even know what this is.
Now, you know what it's called.
I don't know. It's called The Garden.
You said The Garden first.
Yeah.
It's super from fan. Jerry Maguire, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it, Freya?
Thanks,
Freya. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's Freya, because look, she's got that sort of content look on her face there. My jam. My record.
You what?
My jam? Was that?
What's my jam? What's
my jam? This is my jam.
Oh, my jam.
Oh, my jam.
My jam.
It's my jam and your cream.
That's true.
Right. secret love track number 4. Who likes this?
Who's this?
Who is it?
I don't know.
Who knows who this is?
It's Miley Cyrus.
Thank you, Freya.
Cheers, Freya.
I've put Freya for 3 of them now.
I think this is Dominic. Oh, this is Party in the USA, isn't it?
I've never heard this before.
Written by Jesse J, I think.
Oh, was it?
Oh, was it? Got the album, have you?
No, I just know my stuff about Jesse J.
I don't know.
All right, well, one of us loves that Miley Cyrus song.
I think it's Dom.
Oh, I tell you what.
I can imagine Dom listening to
Make
that.
It's
poker face.
Maybe they've got the album in the car for the kids and you love that.
Maybe it's Nick.
That's it.
You maybe it's Grimmy.
That's it.
It could be.
It's a
reckon.
It's a daddy's car.
Yep. Secret love track number 5. One of us loves this song. Oh, what?
This is you. This is Christopher.
Lionel Richie, isn't it?
Isn't it? Oh, it could be Tina. It could be Nick.
I think it's Tina.
I think it's Tina as well.
She looks happy, doesn't
Got Tina written all over it.
She couldn't hold back the smile when it came on.
I think it's Chris.
I'm saying nothing.
Whistle Tina for me.
See, it could be Nick, you know. It could be a curveball.
I can imagine him playing at one of these cool parties.
One of those
flat.
Ironic parties.
Yeah, imagine.
yeah, that was Lionel Richie. Woo! And here comes the vaccine.
The final track, One of Us Loves This Song. You raise me up.
Really?
Is it Westlife?
This is Chris.
I'm going, Chris.
Yeah.
Maybe
his mouth's wobbling.
I'm going Tina on this.
I hope it's Tina and not Chris.
You haven't heard some of his choices. Some of them are literally a cry for help.
Oh. Thank you, Dave.
Be up the mountain.
I don't know the words, you see. Yeah, because I don't.
This is very X Factor.
Very.
Dom, didn't you and I do this in karaoke in Belfast once?
Did we?
I love all the texts then that come in. Oh my God, I love Secret Garden. There you go. It's called Secret Garden. Lionel Richie is God. Don't be ashamed. Somebody needs to be seriously ashamed of themselves. Miley Cyrus, oh dear, says Jen. Shh, listen.
You raise me up.
It's yours.
To more than I can.
100% yours.
Yeah.
Because you knew the break.
You've been practicing.
That's how it ends. I just know my music, Nick.
Sorry.
Charlie's driving to work. I don't get it. They're all great. But that's what I love about this feature. People go, what's the problem? I don't get it. All right, so there you are. Phil Collins, Tattoo, Bruce Springsteen, Miley Cyrus, Lionel Richie and Westlife. And Nick Grimshaw has chosen one of those.
Sounds like my playlist last night, that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you got in and you're having your kebab.
Yeah. Not after your show with, you know.
No one looking, I'm going to get myself a kebab.
Nobody looking. I'm not a secret kebab eater.
I bet you are.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Are you still running?
No, I've not done any exercise for weeks. You know?
Really?
Maybe.
Do you know
months.
What I think for you?
What?
Bikram yoga.
I've been.
And?
I feel like you don't really do anything.
I thought, my friend went the other day, she said it was horrendous.
It's too long.
She said it's like
well.
Doing yoga in a sauna.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what it is, but I feel like it's too long. It's an hour and a half.
But doesn't the weight fall off you, though, when you do stuff like that? I've never done it.
I left and was starving and was like, secret kebab.
Did you have fish and chips?
Like, I had a full on meal afterwards, something gross, yeah. So I don't know. I think it takes too long to do.
Okay, well, look, well, let's do the news, and then we'll come back and we'll do the admission on who loves what of the secret love tracks. And we'll all reveal who we think it is, and we'll all reveal who is right. And then we'll do the hate tracks. All right, Nick, move. Dom's got to get in and do the news.
Sorry.
You don't do news on your show.
No.
And we like to inform as well as just play the tunes.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
What I love as well is that Nick's still woofing off the scone that I made. Yeah, do you like it? Well, you know, if you're ever having a garden party or a fete, let me know. I'll come round with my cake stall, not a problem. Robin Chatham say they were the worst best songs ever. I don't know whether that's a compliment or not, though. I can't work it out now with this feature. All right, let's do the news and then we'll come back with the results of the secret love tracks. You ready, Dominic?
Yep.
7:36.
News beat. And the main news
this morning. Right, musical taste, love, hate game. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's get the results. Song number one was this. One of us in this studio loves this song. Phil Collins, Another Day in Paradise. I've written Freya. Anybody else?
I've written Dom.
I've written Dave.
Dave for me.
Well, I think this sounds like Dom, but I think Miley might be Dom, so I'm going to go for Tina.
Nick, who do you think it is?
I'm going to go Freya, I think.
And Tina?
I've gone Dom.
All right, can the person who loves Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins, who loves this song, please step forward?
Gives me tingles every time.
Is it you?
Yes!
Oh!
I love this song. Love, love, love.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
can.
I love it when you sing.
I'm not going to ruin it. It's too good to ruin.
Do you know who else loves Phil Collins?
Dappy
off of Endubs.
I like Phil Collins, though.
He loves him.
I don't like Phil Collins, I just like this.
No, I like Phil Collins. I'm not particularly a fan of this. But I do like Take Me Home, Sussudio, One More Night.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're the big hits, obviously. You go from to the albums, you got the Don't Lose My Number track one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. This right.
This is one of his more dreary ones.
I quite like this dreary brilliant. Song.
Yeah, well, you
I
would.
I like it. Yeah. I don't think that's.
I like it too.
All right, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Right, next. Those one ones. Of us, but who loves this?
I've got Dave.
I've got Dave.
I'm Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Tina and it's not you, is it? I'm going to say Dave.
Now.
Freya, what are you saying?
I said Nick.
I think Nick as well.
All right. Well, the person who loves Tattoo, please make yourself known. It's Freya!
How good am I at bluffing?
Wow.
You are really good at lying. I'll never trust you again.
Do you love this?
I really love it. It reminds me of a certain time in my life and it's so happy.
Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Is that when you're living in Moscow?
Experimental time.
With your friend, Hanin.
Hey, let's put a tattoo on.
Hey. Let's put a tattoo on and have a cuddle.
Have you seen
A levels, I think.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you studied it.
Probably said it was a study break.
Wow, Freya loves Tattoo. Well, that's changed my opinion of you.
Just this song, though. I wasn't like a long time kind of fan of the band.
Yeah.
Does your Stewie know?
I think he loves them too, actually, to be honest.
Well, he's delighted, Dave. He's all for it.
He encourages it.
All right, track number three. One of us in this room loves this. Look at you, smile. Which is Bruce Springsteen. Secret Garden, not The Garden. I put Nick.
See, I'd Freya for this. Now I'm going to go Dom.
I think it's Nick as well. This one.
I think it's Dominic.
Do you?
Yeah, I can imagine you're in the car on the open road. Bit of Bruce on.
Open road.
I thought it was Chris.
Really?
No, he's Westlife.
Yes, you see, this is why I'm confused. You're Westlife, he's Miley Cyrus. It's got to be you then, Nick.
So you're saying Nick like me?
Well, by elimination.
Yeah. All right. Can the person who loves Bruce Springsteen's Secret Garden from Jerry Maguire please make yourself known? It's me.
High five, Freya.
I love this song.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never heard this song.
Neither have I.
I don't think
Jerry Maguire.
I've never seen that film.
Oh, you should. When this comes on, you'll cry.
I'll cry.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not embarrassing to like Bruce, though, is it?
But you know, this song's really weird because it's like, it's seemingly a bit soppy, but when you read the lyrics, it's a little bit saucy.
Oh.
Is it?
What does Secret Garden mean?
I
think it's something to do with tattoos, isn't it?
But it's all about to do with, you know, in a secret garden,
right?
She'll let you into a secret garden and whatnot. And so I don't fully know if it's about doing it or it's just my imagination.
An actual garden,
with a potting shed and stuff.
Yeah, like in the film Notting Hill when they have the secret communal garden.
Yeah, it might be like that.
Well, anyway, who says that?
I said you love this song.
I do love this song. I really do.
I'm all wrong.
Right, which means there are three tracks left. Next one. Who loves this? Miley Cyrus. So obviously I knew the last one was me. I think this is Nick.
What, Miley Cyrus?
Nick Grimshaw, you like Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
No way, it's got to be Dom.
I think it's got to be Dom.
It's Dom.
I think it's Nick.
I can imagine Dom, like you say, kids.
Kids in the car.
I think it's a double bluff from Grimshaw.
I do.
No, I can't imagine you liking Miley.
All right, well, let's reveal who loves Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
I think it's my favourite song.
Yeah! Nick Grimshaw!
Yeah. No way!
Oh, big record. I'm nodding my head like moving my hips like
Oh my god.
You really are moving your hips.
Nicky, are you single at the moment?
I don't know why.
And it's written by Jessie J, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard it when I was in America ages ago, and I was like, I love this song. What's this? And my friend that was in the car was like, Miley Cyrus, stop liking it. And then
Miley Cyrus, stop liking it.
Stop liking it. Well, it's good.
Have you ever met Miley?
Yes, I have. She came into the show once when me and Annie did Switch.
And?
And she was good, actually. I really liked her. She was really fun.
Are you a fan of hers or just this?
No, just this song. Can't
so you don't have her. All the Hannah Montana box sets?
Nah, can't bear her.
Would you like
just
them? Oh, you can't bear her, no. Just the song.
Because this song's like, I think sonically, like it's hook, 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 hook. It's all good sing-along bits, you know?
Right, like this. Sing it, Nick.
The butterflies fly away. I'm not in my head like, yeah. Watch my hips. Moving my hips like, yeah. Those hands up to play my song. You know it's gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Nick.
Yeah. Party in the USA.
Nick, watch this. Alad, yeah? Good. Thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Right.
Thanks, Alad.
That'll be for later.
This is how good we are. We just had a conversation.
Oh, no, what?
Right, next up, this is very interesting. So it's gone Tina, Freya, me, Nick, which means there are two songs left. Westlife, You Raise Me Up, and Lionel Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling. And there are two people left, Dave and Dom. So
it's a win-win scenario, isn't it?
I think it's easy. Now that I know it's between the two.
How cool are we, by the way?
High five, brother. Yeah. High
five. One of these boys loves this track. And a tenor says it's Dave. £10 down, boom. Who's with me?
I will go.
I'm with you.
Yep. Tina and Freya are with me.
I'm going Dom.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to put a tenor on it?
Yeah.
All right.
This is a tune, whoever picked it.
Yeah, this is a tune. Big song.
Now, who do you say, Dom? Don't do a big pause. Don't be Danny Minogue in the X Factor.
I'm not going to say who I think it is.
Okay. And Dave?
I, too, am going to reserve judgment.
All right. Well, let's find out. Is it Dom? Is it Dave? Is it Dave? Is it Dom?
It's me.
Yeah!
Oh, knew it. What a feeling. It's a brilliant song.
It's such a good song.
It's such a good song.
Like, good drunk
it's
at a wedding song.
It's just a classic, classic good song.
You watch. Nick will go into work tonight and go, you know these three choices we've got? Do we have Lionel Richie? Type this in. Lionel Richie, Tattoo.
Miley Cyrus.
Well, Dave loves Dancing on the Ceiling, which means that Dominic loves... You
raise me up. Oh, this is beautiful. I don't particularly love Westlife, but this is great. And it always makes you cry when it's on X Factor as well, always.
That's beautiful. And you sang it live, of course.
What?
You've done this on karaoke, I'm sure you have.
Have we done it?
I thought we'd done it in Belfast once.
You know, we went to that... What did you sing? Oh, no, you sang...
Barbara Streisand.
No, you sang Home.
I Know Him So Well.
I Know Him So Well. Elaine Page.
You sang on your own.
Did I?
You sang... When we went to that karaoke place... Remember, we were all excited.
Yeah.
We found it on the internet, this place in London. We went there. We were the only ones there.
Yes,
then we went downstairs.
Yes.
You sang... You either sang this or you sang Home by Michael Bublé.
Home.
All right.
Home, Michael Bublé.
Home, it was Home. Home. Yeah.
Was that the one?
Home. No, yeah.
It was Home. What was it, Rick?
Oh. Yeah, definitely Home. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Hey, can you make Westlife sound like Rick? Raise me up, the
more than I can be. Big finish, Tom. Go on.
Key change.
Go on. You raise me
up. It brings a tear to your eye, even singing it. More than
I. You're right.
Yeah, I'm alright.
Okay.
Do you want a tissue?
I just want a moment, that's all.
Do you need a tissue, or is it not that kind of song?
Not that kind of song, Chris. Right.
I quite like that as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I hate that song.
Whoa.
I think they're my worst band.
You need to get a grip.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. You're
I don't mind it on the X Factor to a montage.
Exactly. And that's why I like it.
Do you know, to a montage, when they make a montage?
To a montage?
And it's like, oh, here's Diana Vickers.
I thought that was some new act that you're pushing.
Montage.
Here's a new one from Tour Montage. and she's in studio now with us. Hiya, Tour.
Hello. Hello, Nick. How are you? I have not seen you since that night in Camden that we had with Bird from Arctic Monkeys' boyfriend.
No, they're not together anymore now.
No, what a shame. But didn't go to word for me. So...
Just think, if Nick would have been born like 20 years earlier, he'd be hanging out in Camden with like Madness and MC Hammer.
Exactly. Wouldn't that be amazing? With big baggy trousers on.
Hey, hang on a second. Dre's just walked in. Dre! Well, he's not old enough. He's got to sit outside the beer garden. All right, well, look, they were the tracks that we love. We'll take a break. Should we do Tedious Link?
Do you want to?
Then we can do the hate tracks.
Fine.
Now, Nick Grimshaw finally has to admit to a song that he hates that maybe we all think he loved. Or maybe he's just chosen Proper Croc. Who knows?
Proper Croc?
Yeah.
Proper Croc. Love them.
I wanted to do one of the Mercury Music Prize.
They're one of my favourite bands. Proper Croc.
One that
Proper
hates.
Croc.
Shut up, Rick. The what, Nick? Sorry.
You know the Mercurys were announced yesterday?
No. Do you know what? Weirdly, no, I was too busy watching Sky News.
And making Scots. And
then in the morning.
And then I felt guilty, so I put BBC News on.
I felt guilty.
Really?
I actually did feel guilty.
Well, I just thought they're all showing the same thing. It's the same feed. So I went, I'll watch the BBC, give them a point.
Yeah. And no adverts.
No.
So. Well,
you miss some Mercury's thing, and that's because you're making scones.
Scones.
Absolutely. Scones.
Who's on the list?
Adele, Tiny Temper.
Tour Montage.
KTB, Tour Montage. Rick's on it. Metronomy.
But I thought the whole point of the Mercury's was it was 9 acts you've never heard of.
12 acts.
No, 8 acts you've never heard of. It's 10 acts you've never heard of, 1 act from years ago that you didn't even know had an album out, and one new one that you like.
That's what usually happens, this year, I think you'd know all of them, bar maybe two.
Trumpet Horners.
I love them.
The Dead Sandwiches.
No, they're good.
They're great.
Ned's Atomic Elephant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's great.
Mike Falange, he's a folk singer from Rotherham. You know all this.
Yeah.
And that'd be Paul Weller and the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
It's quite poppy this year. Well, it's quite, you know, Radio 1-y.
That's good.
But there's one...
And Adele's nominated.
Yes. Yep.
Don't they win like £1,000?
20 grand. I was saying like
20
she
grand.
Cares. Lunch.
God, she spends that on cider.
Yeah. She gives that to the homeless daily.
Is that the name of the homeless she looks after?
Yeah. What did they...
Is she in your little group of hipster friends?
No,
that's a yes.
No.
Oh.
No.
Have you been in the pub with her?
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you hear a good Adele story?
Not really. Right, so what we'll do is...
Can we say
it? Is it long?
No, it's really short. It's not even that.
Is it shorter than 10 seconds?
Yes, she won. We went to the pub once and she nicked a picture frame off the wall. And I still got it in my house.
Not thief.
But it was years ago. It's when times were hard.
Is it true? She's proper rough in real life, isn't she?
No.
Look at your face. I was only making that up.
She said that I had a posh fridge because there was hummus in it, which I did think was a little bit a little bit likey.
You've changed since you moved down south. Hummus. All right, well, let's take a breather for the Music Eye game, which we'll carry on with next. Meanwhile, Moose Tea, is it because I'm cool?
Moose Tea's other hits include Right About
Now. So, we've all chosen songs that we hate. Everyone else seems to love them, and we think we're on our own. But who's chosen what? What do you need, a pen, Nick?
Oh, yes, please.
Nick needs a pen.
I was mouthing pen.
What did you have last time?
Can I too have one?
Please? I didn't have one, I just had to remember.
Yeah, where have they all gone?
We'll share a pen.
There's yours there, Dominic.
Let's play the Music Hate game. We all hate, well, one of us hates one of these songs. We all hate a song each. Everyone else in the world loves them apart from us. Let's go with song number one.
Let's hands up, they're playing my song. What? You know it's gonna be okay.
Cool. Right.
Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Thank you, Nick. Not right now, though. All right, so.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Nice.
By the way, we're gonna relay this. You're on live tonight at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Let's see if we can relay this from one show to another for the whole day and see if it gets to you.
Yeah.
Who's 9 till 10 tonight? Wednesday?
You. No, Matt, Wednesday. Matt Edmondson.
Matt Wednesday.
Oh, that'll be on
Matt time. Wednesday.
Mm. Matt Wednesday. So.
Hands yeah. up. Right, they're Nick. Playing my song. Uh-huh. You know it's going to be okay.
All right, Nick. Thank you.
Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Oh, yeah.
Hate song number one. One of us hates this song, but which one is it? Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air. You got the love.
How can you hate this?
Yeah. This is a chew.
This is great, this.
You got the love. Sauce featuring Candy Stanton.
Dave hasn't said anything.
And what does that mean?
That you hate it.
Or does it?
Or is that a curveball from Freya?
Yeah. Ah. She doth protest. Whatever that means.
She could be right, though. It could be you, Dave.
I need to see
or it could be Dominic Byrne.
Yeah, it's quiet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is terrific.
Ooh. Oh, now too much action.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is what it's all about.
Oh.
So, that's the hate track number one. This is hate track number two. Who hates this song? Well, I love the tears I've drunk to be part of the wave. Can't stop. Which one is it? It's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Can't stop.
Yeah, it's not Can't Stop. Oh, it is.
Oh, cool.
Can't stop. Oh, yeah. Well done.
Is that a good bit of acting?
Do you like this song, Nick?
Yeah. I don't really mind it. Right. I've neither strong feelings either way. Really.
Tina?
I love this.
It's one of their best ones.
This is terrific.
Yeah. The gender of medication.
Freya's being quiet.
I think it's Nick.
Or,
and I've got a reason.
Why?
Because I think it, like, sort of people who like credible music, I think Red Hot Chili Peppers' early stuff is better, I think.
You can't just pull that out of the bag, Freya. Yeah.
What she said.
People who... All people.
All people.
Oh, I think she said no.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, Freya.
All you seamsters.
I'm putting Nick down.
Yeah.
I'm going Freya.
Right.
You just had a look of hate on your face when you're listening
you
to that.
People.
All right, okay. All right. Let's go for secret hate track number three. One of us, but who, which one of us hates this? I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. Oh, Jason Derulo. I'm solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo, solo.
Yeah, I'm feeling good tonight. Finally doing me and it feels so Tina, I reckon. Hey.
Oh, I love this. I
like. That was bad. That was Hollyoaks level acting, Tina.
Oh,
I love this.
Dave's very quiet.
I think it's Dave.
Do you now?
Yes.
He's very quiet, Dave.
I secretly, as well as Miley, love this song.
I like this song.
Yeah. I think it's Dom.
I think I've said that I like this.
Hey, do you want to hear Greg James singing it?
Yes, please. Mm.
I'll see if I can do it over the track. I'm so sorry that it didn't work. I was playing with my auto-tune app to this song last night. Yeah. But it's over now. You ready?
Yeah. The pain is
gone. Oh, no. Oh, no. I was about to play the wrong one. I'm riding solo. I've been like a star, you can't stop my shining body in the clouds. Da, 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 I'm solo. There you go. Hang on, so where does he come in? Let me start that again. Heading out tonight, I'm solo. Okay. Heading out tonight. Okay, let's see if this works. I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm flying cloud nine, my head solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shining body in the clouds. All right, Nick.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's Greg Jane.
Yeah. Me and Greg, actually, when Derulo played at Big Weekend, maybe last year...
Banger.
In Banger, me and Greg went to watch Derulo together.
That's did nice. You?
Quite a bonding
did the old
experience.
Hands stand at the back?
Yeah, we did.
Aww.
Got a little hickey.
Well,
thank you, Greg.
I think that's Dave that doesn't like.
I think it's
Dave. I think I've said that I like that.
I think it's Dom.
All right. Well, let's go with secret hate track number four. Like you. Like oh, come on.
No way.
This is brilliant, this.
Nah, sell it, Dom.
No,
yeah.
Right. Tina's got a face on. Whoa-oh. Woo! Dandy Warhols. I love this. And Peterborough fans, what do you make of what's
just
going on?
It's just because you haven't done 606. Is that what it is?
This is bitter. So it is, Tina.
No, I think it's Freya.
I don't mind it.
Ooh. It's Tina.
I think it's Teen as well.
What if?
It could be Nick, but like Frey was saying, because he's Bohemia and he doesn't like the song because it's
I hate it when people write the songs about how Bohemian I am.
I don't know, you know, I'm struggling with these. Right, secret hate track number 5. Firestarter.
Wow. That's a brave choice.
It's one of my favourite bands of all time.
And do you like this song, do you?
I love it.
I love this song.
Do you love it, Dom?
It's terrific.
Terrific. I've never heard anyone call Firestarter. Terrific.
I've called everything terrific so far for balance.
Dave?
I think it's excellent.
Tina?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I'd put Dominic.
Terrific, Dominic.
You never ever say
the Prodigy. They are quite terrific.
Yeah, but what do you think? Yeah, exactly.
I said everyone was terrific.
Oh my god,
terrific.
Human people, voodoo people. That song is terrific. Right, I say Dominic, which means there's one hate track left, and this is it. Oh come on, Shaker Maker.
Brave choice.
Traffic lights, but only when they're green. Check on me.
Is it Chris and this is a massive one?
Check on me. Well, that's for you to decide.
It's a really hard one, this, isn't it?
Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah.
All right, so you got the love. Then Can't Stop by the Chili Peppers, which I put down as Nick. Mm. Then Jason Derulo.
Dom.
Dandy Warhols. Firestarter, and then Shaker Maker, Oasis. I really don't know.
I don't know either.
I wouldn't say that Shaker Maker or Dandy Warhols or Firestarter would be anything that Tina would even think about.
No.
So I'm going to change Jason Derulo to Tina.
You judgmental people.
Freya, for you got the love. She was too quick on it. I don't know. I think it's tough.
It's really tough on all of them, I think. I don't think there's any obvious ones this week.
Dave in Sussex says, I don't get this feature because all the songs that you're meant to love, I hate, and all the songs that you're meant to hate, I love.
The game.
Yeah, you're kind of getting it now then.
Paul says, whoever hates the first song should be sacked. Do we all agree?
What was that?
You got the love.
The Source, Candy Stanton, absolutely.
We could walk them off the premises.
Walk them out of the building. Mm-hmm.
Get Claire down.
That's you, Freya.
Yep.
Lovey, how you go?
How you go, Lovey? Do you want me to sign you in?
Yes, please.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the results. Let's get straight into it then. Here we go. Hate the ball number 9. Who do you think? Right, let's find out. Which one of us in this room hates this song? Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air. I say Freya.
I think Dom.
I think Dave, and how could you?
Dave.
I went Chris at first, but now I've changed it to Freya when I heard the others.
And Freya, what do you say?
I went you, Chris.
Oh, did you know? Well, with a person who hates this song, please make themselves known. No matter what I do, now and then I feel like life is just too much. It's me, Chris.
Oh! I thought you liked it.
Hate this song.
How do you hate this?
Hate this song. It doesn't go. I hate it.
It's the best song in
No, I like, but I like the original.
This is the original.
It's not. No, it's not. It so annoys me. This happened yesterday when I text Matt my choice. Do you mean the version from whenever or the original version from the early 90s? Well, I think you're fine, actually, you morons. It's The Source featuring Candy Staton. Do you want me to play the original?
Yes, please.
Now, the original is a tune, but it's completely different. So Freya's the only one who got that right. Well done, Freya.
Well done.
Well done, Freya. All over. I actually, look. I'll show you my workings. I did have Chris, but then I swapped them around.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought you had it straight away with me. I thought you had that.
But, I thought that Dom didn't like that for some reason.
I like that.
I like that
it's good to DJ because it's really long.
What, so you can go for a wee?
Yeah, and get a pint on your way back. Always do it in that order, not the other way around.
Yeah, it's messy.
See, Nick's liking this.
I am, I'm into this.
See? Different.
Yeah, very different. I like the acid house version.
I like the Florence and Machine version.
I don't mind that, I've got to be honest. Go on, Candy. So then you hear, and then you hear, I'm like, please, you've got to be kidding me. And then what makes me hate it even more is that everyone loves it.
Oh, I love it.
You play this, you hear it in a bar somewhere, and people go, oh, I love this song. My hands up. I'm like that. You know nothing. Right, rant over. Yeah. Now, who's going to go mental about hating the Red Hot Chili Peppers Can't Stop? Well, I love the tears I've dropped to be part of the wave. I say Nick.
Yeah, me too.
Because I swapped them around, it's now Freya.
Really?
Yeah.
That means it's Nick. Because that was a genuine swap round, and now this is...
He looked a little bit annoyed when I said it was him.
Yeah, because I think he got it right on the money. So we all saying what?
All saying Nick.
Nick.
I heard you originally.
Yeah, Nick.
All right.
Used to be.
Let's find out.
I don't think I hate anything more than Chili Peppers.
Really?
Really?
I hate them.
Really?
Why?
I hate them.
But you hate everything they do?
I hate their entire... The song that I suggested was the back catalogue of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Why, though?
They said the show's not long enough. I just hate it. I hate sort of rock rap. It's like, so much so that last night when we put all the songs out that they've done to try and find the one that I hated the most, and I think I lasted 4 seconds of this song before I was like, that one.
How long have you worked at radio now?
4 years.
So you joined just at the moment there was a bit of a Red Hot Chili Peppers drought. Up until then, the Red Hot Chili Peppers pretty much were in the building every 3 months. And then every 6 months, we'd always have a gig with them.
Yeah.
And guess what, Nick? They're coming back.
Oh, God, I know. I heard that awful record the other day. Which somebody, by the way, I had the drums as my record of the week. So I did this intro and was like, and here it is, my new favourite record is from the drums. It's called Money. Pressed play, and it was the awful new Red Hot Chili Peppers song, which
nice.
I think was some cruel...
Who's done that?
I've no idea.
I like that, though. That's good. Yeah,
it's quite funny, isn't it?
We should do that tonight and sabotage one of his songs for
yes.
A Party in the USA.
Hands up, they're playing my song, you know it's going to be okay.
All right, that'll do.
Thank you.
All right, okay, so I hate You Got the Love. Mm. Nick hates Can't Stop by the Chili Peppers. Well, everything by the Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But who hates Jason Derulo?
Oh, you can't hate Derulo.
I've gone Tina.
I think Freya.
I think Dom.
I think Freya as well.
I think Dave.
Dom can't hold back how much he doesn't actually like it.
Yeah. This is terrific.
Yay. So, which one of us hates Jason Derulo? No one
to answer to. I think this is rubbish.
Dominic!
Oh, no!
I've never liked it. I just don't think it's very good.
Come on, Dom.
Oh, you are wrong. Stop.
I can't get excited about it. It just kind of washes over.
It's got a great chorus.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't got a great chorus.
It has.
It's such a feel-good song.
Do you know, it really hasn't.
Great chorus. You're wrong.
What's wrong with you?
I can take it or leave it. And do you know what? I'll leave it.
Here comes the chorus.
How could you? How could he?
Right.
All right, here we go. You ready?
2, 3, 4.
I'm riding solo. Go on, Greg. I'm feeling like a star. You can't stop my shining. Body in
the clouds. I'm riding solo. Da 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 da. Right.
I'm riding solo.
I think it's sick.
I'm morning brain.
That record.
I know. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he means sick in, as in.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, is it,
I was using Red Hot Chili Pepper language.
Is sick the new fat?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, thank God for that, because I'm sick of people calling me fat, but like in a good way.
Yeah. It's literally unwell.
PH.
I can't believe you don't like this song.
I just don't like it. Never have.
Let's play a bit more then.
Well, no, you don't need to do that.
I hate Jason Derulo. Good on you, Dom. I agree with Dom. It's terrible.
See? Just, you know, it's just not very good.
All right, well, I'm not doing too bad. I got a Nick's, but I didn't get that. So the next one is the Dandy Warhols. Who can hate this song?
Yeah,
said I like you.
Gotta be Tina.
Gotta be Tina.
Gotta be.
I'm saying Tina.
I wouldn't even think that Tina even knows what this song is.
Oh, I do. They used to play it on loop in the mobile phone shop.
Well, hang on a second. In that case, I wonder who...
I know it. I know the song. That's all I'm saying.
I wonder who's going to be
there. That's all I'm saying.
They used to play it on loop in the phone shop.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, for 3 years.
Okay, so the answer is, who hates this?
I hate
Freya! No!
I hate this track so much.
Why?
It just reminds me of my boyfriend banging on about football, ball.
Oh, because it's 6:06. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and it's like that blokey song that he puts on when his mates come round and they all dance round and it's really annoying.
Alan, your boyfriend puts this on when his mates come round?
Hey, let's have a dance, guys.
Yeah. There's an album compilation.
Hey, listen.
Hang on a sec. Whoa.
90s.
I always thought you were out. I always thought you were out when we came round.
So hang on, so what, he brings boys round to your flat and what, you go in the other room while he plays the Dandy Warhols?
Do they
light candles and take their shirts off?
They oh man, you want some of this wax on your chest?
She's upstairs listening to Tattoo.
Wow. Tell us more about this, I'm fascinated.
You know, like,
is this once a week, twice a week?
Maybe once every few months. Load of boys will come round and meet up.
What do they do?
They play computer games and talk about football.
So are you talking about your boyfriend or your son?
Well, sometimes. Yeah, they're meeting up, old uni friends.
And they go around, what, drink tins of lager, play Xbox and listen to the Dandy Warhols on the
thing. Yeah, they order pizza. Order pizza.
Oh, God, clinging onto youth.
And that's what the song reminds you of, which is why I hate it.
All right, well, Freya hates it.
Got 3 out of 4 so far. It's good.
I've got none.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm dying here. So we're left with Tina and Dave, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's easy. Tina hates Firestarter and Dave hates Shaky Maker. That's what I'm going to go with.
Or is that the wrong one?
And the fact that Dave just said that means I'm right. So let's clarify then. One of those two, one of either Dave or Tina, hates this.
Okay, do we think that Tina hates this because Dave should like Oasis, but really he hates it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Although,
I think.
I remember we were on Radio 1 when this was out, when we were kids, we were 8 years old.
Yeah.
And we did play it to death. To death.
I like The Prodigy, but...
Oh.
This is not my favourite.
So is this your track?
Has everyone given their guesses?
No.
Oh.
Well, let's guess away.
Okay, Tina. I'm saying it's you.
Okay.
I'm saying it's Tina.
I'm saying it's Tina.
Okay.
Tina.
It scares me.
Ah! Yeah. Tina hates Firestarter.
It's too much. It really scares me. And the video.
Tina, look at me. Hey! You know, I must admit, I'm always scared when I'm going down an unused sewer, just in case I get a bump into him. Yeah. Hey, Chris! Oh, bloody hell, it's Keith, run!
You see, it's scary.
What's the other joke we used to do about that? With the other song they played, Breathe, we used to say, you see him standing outside the tube station with a table full of eggs, selling them, going, exile, 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 exile. He's like a crazed red Indian. Wow, which means that Dave hates Shaker Maker. Why? Is it the lyrics?
No, I love Oasis, as you well know. Probably the soundtrack to my youth.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the worst thing they've ever done.
It's not.
It is.
No,
it's just
not.
Dirge.
Only when they're green.
You know how much I love Oasis, but this is rubbish.
This is the only album that I liked. Like, I fully loved.
Everything by
Oasis. Every single song on it, love.
What, by Oasis, or you mean ever?
By Oasis.
Right, okay. Yeah, because you like Oasis.
Don't like every single song.
Can we all know what you like, Nick?
Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Such
a soothing voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's like razor blades. Well, I can't believe you don't like this. Ah!
Just not this one.
And then live you go, woo!
Just not this one.
Yeah! And then keep playing it in a little loop. It's brilliant.
See, I'd have gone for a wee and gone to get another pint at this point.
No, and then Liam sings this bit, right? And then when he finishes his last line, he'll just, like, drop his tambourine.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just stare right into the crowd like that. Wow. So there you go. I Hate You Got the Love. Nick Hates Red Hot Chili Peppers. Anything. Whose phone's going man?
It's not mine. Mine's off.
Dominic Hates Jason Derulo. Freya Hates the Dandy Warhols because a boyfriend plays it when he has his boy mates come round. Hey, guys, let's play WWF wrestling. Come on.
I want the Dandy Warhols on. It'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. Let's take our shirts off and listen to Dandy Warhols. Yeah. Come on, man.
We should go around.
Bring some candles.
Alan, have you ever been invited to Stuart's weird man nights?
I wish I had.
Yeah.
Maybe but he really does wish you.
Yeah.
You don't even like football.
Firestarter for Tina and Dave Hates Shaker Maker. Well, there you are. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah,
thank you. Thanks for the scones.
Thank you for
Bringing the cream.
Thank you
That's
for
okay.
Thank you. I bring the scones. Always deliver the cream. You bring the cream.